Blog Talk Radio.
This is one mic. Can we be real? I want to stress the lies of people. Now, if you step over the line, I'm going to say something about it. This is one mic. This is one mic, please. It's been crazy, but all I can say is
I want winners.
It's been crazy. People's brackets are busted. Welcome to the Real Sports Guys, March Madness before breakfast. The brackets has been busted. Not have, but have been. Before I begin the show, I need to apologize because one of our bracket busters, I got the coach wrong. I was saying Tommy Amaker, who is at Harvard, and I wasn't saying James Jones. I apologize to the First Lady because that's her brother, and the President, that's his brother-in-law. This guy was coaching his team, and I actually had them winning that first-round game. But I want to apologize because I kept saying Amaker and it was James Jones. But that's just one of the upsets that we witnessed. And what I think is was just a great first 2 days of college basketball, why we like March Madness. Now, I don't know where to begin. I'm still trying to – it was like Michigan State was drugged. I just could not – the whole time I was like, well, they're going to come back. And then Middle Tennessee was just like, we're not relinquishing this league. We don't really care. They're going to come back. I'm like, Denzel Valentine's going to find a way to make it happen. And then it got to a minute, and I was like, oh, my goodness, they might lose this game. And I think Izzo is still trying to figure out if there's still enough time on the clock for them to win. I mean, everybody's bracket was busted. The interesting thing about it, I know my bracket was busted, but everybody had Michigan State going some distance. So even – as you look at brackets and where you are, and you maybe had Michigan State winning it all, probably 90% of the people who are in your bracket pool at Michigan State going at least to the Final Four. May not have them winning, but probably got them going to the Final Four. So, I mean, where you going to lose points on is probably championship game and who was the champion. So people could still be in it. I got a lot of other ones right, but that one, and then Northern Iowa, and I know the game changer is probably sick because you know he loves some Shaka Smart. But that last second shot was crazy. It was outrageous. And that was just, that was just the icing on the cake. I mean, you know, I was watching the Iowa game and that battle, and you know, Wisconsin is where I got picked going. I mean, there's just a lot of this interesting games that were happening down the stretch and, you know, the kind of stuff that gets you excited about the sport. So where do we go from here? I don't know what to say. You know, you almost had to reshuffle the deck and you say, okay, who has a chance to do it? Well, I kind of talked to y'all a little about Indiana. I said, look, in the Indiana-Kentucky game going to be interesting. I got Indiana beating Kentucky. And part of it is the respect game. You got Yogi Ferrell, who is basically, you know, people like him, but he don't get the kind of love a lot of these other national players get. And I think he's going to use this stage to make his mark. And he's going to put that clown suit on. If you look at, you listen to my previous podcast, I said Fred VanVleet. I said there were two point guards who had kind of been under the radar, who have been recognized nationally, but kind of been under the radar, and haven't quite been getting the respect equal to their talent. It was Fred VanVleet and it was Yogi Ferrell. And both their teams are balling. Wichita State, they not just beat, they beating people down. And people forget that best of that, you know, Baker, who is a hell of a player in that backcourt, the way they play, and you've always said having a backcourt is the key to being successful at this time of year. They got two playmakers in that backcourt that make all the difference in the world. And they got a confident head coach in Marshall. They got confident players who are used to winning. This whole idea that you got some of these teams who they've won 25, 26 games. So, you know, on the rest of the stage, people are like, you know, this is an upset. For some of these teams, it's not an upset for them. They've been winning. Some of these kids are like 21, 22 years old. They're like, I played against this kid when he was at AAU. We crushed him. I mean, their perspective on who they're playing is much different than us as the fan. And that's why you see some of these guys just, you know, coming at folks because, you know, they don't have the same perspective. They play against folks in the AAU. They do this. So their vision of folks that we think are on a stage is not the same. They played them in different venues and got in on them. But one I told y'all about, you know, Hawaii. When you got to travel that far all the time when you leave your campus, there's a toughness that come about you that you just got. You know, Cal had the injury to the point guard, but you know, Hawaii was you know, just getting after it on folks. And so, you know, I'm excited. I told y'all about Yale over Baylor. You know, it's the cats that they was probably giving them stock tips while they were beating them. You know, Baylor's a good academic school, you know, but Baylor's guys, I told them they were like the George Foreman. Oof, oof. I mean, they just had the bodies, and Yale would just put them on the rope at dope and putting it together and, making it happen on them. And, you know, you saw a team that could rebound. They get after you in terms of, defense. They weren't afraid to get into the battle. I mean, you're talking about a team like Baylor that is just strong inside. You know, it was Yale had 30 rebounds and Baylor had 32. So they would battle them on the boards, you know, and getting after them. So that, you know, when you start to think about teams like that, you know, got players who just feel like they can win. It's amazing. So where do we go from here? We got Coach K out there, you know, probably smiling a little bit because he got a little bit of relief maybe. You got Kansas still lurking. You got Carolina who got Providence coming up, which is going to be a great game. I got Carolina winning that one, but I wouldn't put it past me. I got Indiana beating Kentucky. Notre Dame and Stephen F. Austin, I think I have that matchup. I think Notre Dame will win that game. Wisconsin Xavier, this is where you're going to make your money. I got Wisconsin beating Xavier. And Xavier's so talented, I don't know why I even picked this, but I got a feeling that Wisconsin got good enough players who've been on the run. Nigel Hayes is, again, a guy who is going to make his name. He did that against Pittsburgh. He's a tough cover. They got the freshman of the year at Haas, who's a great big man with great feet. They got Vito Brown is a big who can space and hit that three. You know, like they always had a big that can space and hit the three. Vito doing that and rebounding. You know, Wisconsin's got some players who have been there, not shocked in a moment. They played at Oklahoma, so they played in venues where, you know, you got some some kind of hostile crowds, one at Syracuse. And so they are not going to be nervous up in here. And in fact, I think Nigel going to keep them loose because that's the kind of personality he is. And that's going to be a big upset. And then when that happens, it's going to be really open. You got Kansas against Connecticut, and I got Kansas winning this one, but UConn, man, it's one of them teams you got to watch out for. You never know what's going to happen. Maryland, I got Maryland winning. Wichita State, Miami is going to be a great game. You got two well-coached, they get after kind of squads. You know, I just think Wichita might edge them, but I think this is going to be a great game. And Villanova and Iowa, I got Iowa beating Villanova. Like I said, people, you know, Utah was, you know, on everybody's radar coming like probably mid-season. Then Iowa went on that slide, and then I think he kind of backed off the player year consideration and everything else. But, you know, Iowa's deep. And, you know, I believe they can beat Villanova. Villanova, did their thing in the first round, kind of getting out of there. But this is a game that's going to be a test for them. If they can win this game, then I think Villanova can go on a run. And it can be an exciting run for them. So the tournament is getting crazy. Tournament is gotten to the point where we are kind of shocked. I think the people all around, I kind of have my two-day holiday where I watch the first couple of days of the tournament. Wife was looking at me like, you just disappeared. And I just kind of went into, I was sequestered in my favorite space. I want to thank my guy Andy and all the fellas down there at RBI for being there. But it's just exciting. But tonight I just want to make sure, this morning I want to make sure, you know, with the breakfast stuff, I just had my eggs, I just had my toast, I just had my oatmeal, you know, went a little bit healthier this morning. But I want to thank, we got a couple of great sponsors here. Resistance Digital Solution, you know, I got LR, who is, you know, our cornerstone of the RSG sponsorship group. He's always been there for us. He's our show sponsor. You can get the Resistance Digital Solution by going to realsportsguys.com and clicking on the icon for Resistance Digital. Call my boy LR, tell him the Real Sports Guys sent you. He'll hook you up and hook you up with all your electronic needs. And he will give you world-class personalized service. We also have, again, back-to-back-to-back can filters who have been great sponsors here doing this tournament run for us. And we absolutely love it. They've been around since 1969 and providing filters for our replacement for cars, motorcycles, and boats. You can go to realsportsguys.com and click on it and tell the folks that the guys from Real Sports Guys sent you. They will be sponsoring our hotline, so K&N will be sponsoring the hotline. We'll thank them again for being with us tonight. You can also go to knnfilters.com/podcast and you'll replace a filter with a free shipping. And as a bonus, you will get a K&N free K&N hat to go along with it. Again, K&N is our sponsorship of our K&N hotline. And like I said, when you talk to them, tell them the RSG guys sent you. I want to thank both sponsors for being with us today. So what did we learn? What did we learn by these first 2 days of tournaments? What did we learn? Well, one thing we did learn is that Purdue is now on my can't trust it list. I don't know what Painter is doing over there in West Lafayette. I mean, you got 2 7-footers. You got a great foundation and a team. You got to go at least one round. I mean, you can't just bow out the way they bowed out. I mean, it was so disappointing. I know Boilermaker fans are just losing their mind because this is really, you know, like I said about Tom Crean, you got the right team that helps you with recruiting because you got to go deep. This is a team. This was a run for them you kind of keep some things going. And it just feels like they missed the opportunity. And they shouldn't have. I just couldn't figure it out. And, you know, I don't know why they don't perform at the level they perform, but they have been pushed to my can't trust it list. Like, I can't trust Purdue. Now, Izzo's not on my can't trust list. I think this is just a blip in the radar. I mean, that's why I was so disappointed, because these aren't the games that Izzo ever loses. And so I don't know what happened there. This is one of those, I mean, even with Denzel, I just think, you know, did they get food poisoning? I don't know what, but this one, you know, Izzo got some, he got some credits with me for a couple more years before I do that. But Painter, I can't understand it, man. You got to figure something out. I mean, Purdue has got to be better than that. And so right now he's on my can't trust it list because I can't trust him. No way in the world they should have taken the L in the first round. It just should have never happened, and it did. And so, you know, I don't understand where they go with this. I don't know what kind of pressure he might be under West Lafayette, but if he, you know, my feeling is if they don't start doing it next year, they're going to be, you know, because this is not what Gene Katie envisioned. This is not what Gene Katie envisioned. I mean, you think about Purdue, the big dog and all that. I mean, this is a program that is prideful. And he had the players to make a run this year and just was highly disappointing. So what did we learn? I don't know. I don't know what we learned, but I know this. We learned that Purdue is on the can't trust it list. We learned about Miami, man. You got Rodriguez's son balling. You know, you got to feel some of these stars, you know, got to have their kids down there hooping in the hood, because that kid is tough. It gets after it. Miami going to be, you know, like I said, that's going to be a good game. It's a program that's really established itself. Feels like, you know, a few years back they kind of jumped in on us, but they got staying power. You know, you would think about Hurricane football to you, but their basketball team is really giving you a sense that, you know, whether they win or not in this one, that this is a program that got some staying power. And I'm really liking what I see with that. Providence, we're going to find out, you know, Providence and Seton Hall are kind of like, you know, those who've been following basketball for a long time see things like Seton Hall and Providence, like that's the old guard. And some of those programs have kind of been making their way, you know, back to us. And you know, when you think about them as a program, you know, this is a very important game for them. If they can get this victory against Carolina to kind of reestablish Providence as kind of the fires are back, you know. And this is a program that's really I think it's still heading in the right direction. You know, a victory like this would really – seal the deal for them as a program. But that's going to be a great game. You know, and thinking about it, you know, as good as UNC is, they still, I think, shaky mentally sometimes. They're not in it. Much talent they have. You know, the question is, are they mentally tough? Can they stay focused? Are they going to be at it? Are they going to lock in a defensive end? You know, in the first round, you know, Florida Gulf Coast, you know, try to push them a little bit, come on back. And then, you know, they had a breakaway towards the end. But, each game Carolina going to get stronger. But this might be a game that, you know, where Providence is a team that can kind of make some noise and get them back in the swing of things. Man, it's been a crazy, 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 crazy couple of days. Kind of feeling out what life is like right now. I'm trying to make sense of my brackets, even though I find myself in the top two or three in all of my stuff, even with the loss, because I got so many other ones right. That says a lot about me. It says a lot about my talents and what I bring to the table. So I'm glad you're here with me this morning for the breakfast before the madness, which is truly some madness. There's truly some madness. We're going to take a little break here and come on back. Again, I want to thank my guys from Real Sports Guys and my guys from K&A for being sponsors with this show. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
You're listening to The Real Sports Guys, realsportsguys.com, brought to you by Resistance Digital Solutions.
LL Cool J is hot as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna cocktail, double L, motherfucker, bell. I've been waiting and debating for oh so long. Still starving like Marvin for a Cool J song. If you cried, I thought I thought you definitely was wrong. It took a song.
You're listening to The Real Sports Guys, realsportsguys.com, brought to you by Resistance Digital Solutions. You're listening to The Real Sports Guys, realsportsguys.com, brought to you by Resistance Digital Solutions.
All right, we're back in business. This is Breakfast Before Madness. This is your guy, D. Wills. It's just, you know, a short hour of just, you know, hanging with my people. I'm out here with my folks. You know, they're mourning like I'm mourning. I was hanging out in my favorite spot in Rockford, Illinois, watching my games. Well, my guy Handy, what's up, man? All the people over there, RBI, folks connected with me, loved it. And, you know, folks is going crazy. It's funny because, you know, you're not too far from Iowa, so you got all these folks who went to Iowa, Iowa fans in the building. You got some Wisconsin fans in the building. I wish we had some people from Illinois, team fan of them, but none of the Illinois teams made it. That's a whole nother story for us. I mean, I don't think we got a team from the state of Illinois. I think we got, four teams from, North Carolina, somewhere in the tournament or something like that. I don't think we get any teams from Illinois in there. You know, everybody wants to think Notre Dame is an Illinois school. That's really Indiana. That's South Bend. You know, we got three, four teams from the state of Indiana. I don't know what's going on in the state of Illinois. We had an argument about the best basketball states, Castle. You know, my boy Lamar been on here before with us, you know, contributed to RSG, you know, all these Illinois guys, and, you know, ESPN did their thing and had Michigan ranked at the top, you know, and, you know, when I don't see any teams from Illinois, yeah, a lot of great Illinois players end up going to like places like Duke or Kentucky or whatever, but you're supposed to have that much talent. The teams in Illinois should still be able to get off and do something. So that's just for another day, another discussion. But, you know, tournament time brings up a lot of storylines. I mean, when you think about, you know, who are these kind of Cinderella stories and, you know, who are our potential Cinderella stories in terms of teams coming out of nowhere. I'll tell you now, if Yale beats Duke, you know, that's a team that's got some interesting dynamics that could go a little ways if they beat Duke. And Duke is a great team, but they just thin in a lot of different places and remain. That's why they're an interesting story. because they don't have quite the depth, but they have elite players. And so it's a real contrast they got going on that a team like Yale could be. But, you know, I wonder who your Cinderella stories, who if you were to write the one shining moment that the song was playing, who do you have kind of featured in there? You know, we already got that Northern Iowa buzzer beater. You know, that's going to be on there forever. But who is Stephen F. Austin? You know, they beat Notre Dame. Are they becoming a Cinderella story? Like, who is it? Can Wisconsin be a Cinderella story, even though they went to the final last year, but they lost all that talent plus the coach? You know, they're not really Cinderella, but nobody expected them to do much. Same thing with Wichita State. These are folks who are competing, but nobody expected them to do much. They're at these kind of semi-high seeds, and they got these runs. They don't quite fit the Cinderella. Cinderella is the team that, you know, most like you always put Cinderella with somebody who's probably also a mid-major. I don't know if we ever had Cinderellas who weren't mid-majors. So probably I think that Hawaii could be, you know, a Cinderella. So when I look at the potential Cinderella stories, if we're going to have one, I think Stephen F. Austin, my two candidates, Stephen F. Austin and Yale are my potential. Well, actually, no, I would say Stephen F. Austin and Hawaii, because Maryland is talented but can be fragile in some games. Got much talent. They're a top three type team, but they can, for some reason, be fragile if Tremble doesn't shoot well. I think my two candidates might be Stephen F. Austin and Hawaii. That might be part of that run. Northern Iowa, I don't quite consider them a Cinderella, just because I kind of give them, and maybe that's where I'm wrong. You know, they could be, but, you know, I just, they're the kind of teams, I'm not surprised that they got multiple teams out of the league in the tournament, just because, you know, I think they've earned that respect now. So I feel like they're like kind of like Gonzaga in a sense that if a Gonzaga made a run or Northern Iowa made a run, it's like, you know, they're moving into this. You expect them to be here in some way. And when you can get two teams out of the same conference in that way, then, you know, then your league is being viewed in a different way. But, you know, I've always, when I pick this, I'm always thinking about, I was telling somebody last night, you know, what's the one shining moment? Like when the song comes on, what are the kind of the visuals I'm going to see? Now, I didn't plan on seeing one that didn't have Denzel Valentine other than, you know, putting his hand over his face and probably crying and walking out with two people holding him up. That wasn't the vision I had of him. I had him smiling and pumping at his chest and hugging Izzo and doing all the other stuff. But so I got the remix happening right now. But, you know, I try to imagine, like, what could those storylines be, and that helps me to kind of think about how I'm going to pick. And my big two storylines really were that weren't Cinderella was this Yogi Ferrell. Something just kept coming to me, like Indiana, like this is the time for Tom Crean to break out, and he's got the right leader to do it, you know, and who hasn't been quite getting the respect he wants. And then I had the whole Fred VanVleet, because I think because of his injury, they're undervalued in terms of their seeding. But this is a, you know, in my mind, this is a top 15 team in the country. Just the injuries got them in a shaky spot where they lost some games when he wasn't there. But, you know, he's coming back with the you must have forgot look on people's face, the way they done beat folks down these first couple rounds and the way they've been playing the game. And so I kind of imagine that. And some of that stuff is coming true other than my, you know, obviously most people my Michigan State pick. But who are your one shining moments? Who are you thinking about when you think about that? Who would you put in the caption for that? And who would, you know, now that the script is kind of being written, I mean, when the song comes on, you know, what are those moments going to be? I mean, that's the thing that I'd love to go. So if you feel so compelled, you can call in 347-989-0844. This is a Real Sports Guys. RealSportsGuys.com. You can get to us on all our platforms at RealSportsGuys.com. You can get us at iTunes. Our show sponsors, Resist Digital Solutions. They'll take care of all your electronic needs. You know, go to RealSportsGuys.com. Click on the Resistance Digital Solutions icon. It takes you right to the website. And take our guy, LR, and let him know that the Real Sports Guys sent you. This is our breakfast before, you know, kind of what I said. My theme for this is kind of like, you know, for us who grew up in the 70s and the 80s with Wimbledon, breakfast before Wimbledon, you know, you got your food on and you got Bud up there talking about, you know, McEnroe and Connors and, you know, you're getting ready, you know, you got the grits going and you're having a good time. Well, this is our version. This is our March Madness. You know, people waking up, we're getting ready for, you know, the second round games coming on here around noon. And, you know, we're getting excited a little bit about it. And wanted to get you revved up. I don't have my oatmeal. I had some bacon, some toast, you know, feeling real good, getting in my mix. And I'm just trying to stretch out a little bit and love this kind of being on the air with my guys, kind of doing it. I'm doing it solo today. It's hard to be on the mic solo. You know, I'm breaking away a little bit. You know, I'm used to being in the group, in the band, you know, singing in harmony with my guys. But today I'm just holding it down, you know, solo-like, you know, trying to let you know I can spit 16 on my own. And just trying to understand what we witnessed these past 48, 72 hours. you know, Michigan State lost and people's bank accounts just went down. They're like, oh, my goodness. You know, they broke the bank on them. I mean, folks didn't even know how to act. I mean, we had fans out here looking worse than Izzo. And then Jamil from ESPN, you know, she's a Michigan State alum. Boy, the worst line was when somebody tweeted on her that who would have thought that Michigan would have been in the tournament longer than Michigan State. Man, you know, we ain't going to see Magic smiling. And the worst thing about it is Steve Smith had to do the game. Steve Smith's going to do the game. I know it was killing him watching his team struggle. I know it is fine. I know Steve Smith. But it's like, come on, fellas, get it together. Wake up. Wake up. You were like a Rocky scene. You know, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You know, when Rocky was trying to prepare for Club of Lang, and Apollo Creed was like, what's the matter with you? And he was like, tomorrow. I mean, that's how I felt. Like, they just wouldn't snap out of it. So we got that. We got a buzzer beater from Northern Iowa. My goodness, look on Shaka's face. You know, like I said, I had a chance to hear him speak a couple months ago. Incredible guy. But, man, it must hurt as hard as he worked getting kids that position. And your guy basically banks it from three quarter, and then runs to the sidelines. Oh, he should have just started to strike up the band after that one. You know, it's just so crazy, so much energy. I was just, my mouth was just dropping off, and I was just blown away by everything that was happening, particularly yesterday. I mean, yesterday might have been one of the most exciting days in college basketball in terms of the tournament setting. It's really got us thinking and got us warmed up and looking at these things the way we like to look at them. So, you know, we sit here and, you know, round two, and we like, we ready for Mo. We ready for Mo. And that's kind of where we at right now. So who do we got today? Who you think you're going to do it? Who's going to win it? Who you got weekend? Who's going to go to that Sweet 16? I got a feeling we're going to have a couple more upsets. We're going to have a couple more people who will punch their ticket that we did not expect to punch it. I have Iowa punching it. I don't think a lot of people other than those folks who fans of Iowa. I got Wichita State punching it other than people who were Wichita State fans. You know, those people that have them punching it. I got Indiana punching it. Most, a lot of people probably have Kentucky punching their ticket to that. I got Wisconsin punching. Most people probably got Xavier punching. So I got some teams who are going to get invited to the Sweet 16 party who didn't have a placemat. Where are your brackets? What's going on with that? How are you coping with what happened the past couple of days? Don't put yourself on the edge. If you put too much money in, just talk yourself off the edge. Don't worry about it. You can't be blamed for the decision of these 18 to 21 years old. You can't let that drive you. You can't let that push you out. But what does that mean? What does that mean to you? I don't know. But I'll have much fun. Like when Michigan State lost, I said I'm just gonna be a fan now. They don't crush my bracket. But then I looked up. I was still in second place. I was still in first place. But I realized that so many other people have made the decisions I made. So I'm still in it. You know. So you know the key is embrace this. It's a lot like golf. And people who go out golf and take themselves too seriously, they always walk away disappointed because you just can't out-duel the course. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to change something. Something's going to spin and go the wrong way. You have to keep an easy and even mindset if you're going to play the game of golf, or you're just going to always be disappointed. Same thing with these tournaments. You got to just come into it for the fun that it is, because when you're talking about 18 to 20-year-olds, you never know what decisions they made, where they hung out. My boy Ray used to say, when we used to pick tournaments, my boy Ray, some of you longtime RSG, my boy Ray, who's probably the funniest guy you ever hear talk about sports, we'll get him back on. He's been on a little hiatus, but we'll get him back on. But folks, if you go back to the early days of RSG, go back in the catalog and listen to Ray. Ray is probably one of the funniest guys, but one of the guys who got the most common sense. When he picked the brackets, he used to say, you also got to look at where they're playing. If you got a team coming from New York City and they're playing their first round in Utah, and they play against Wisconsin, there is some shock with hanging out in Utah. The Wisconsin players are like, well, this is just like Madison. There's something about the environment. You know these 18 to 21-year-olds who are out in other places, and, you know, if you're, you know, the impact of where they're playing in terms of just culturally, you know, all the different things that can do when you're in an environment you aren't familiar with, and a lot of different ways of how that gets into people's heads. You don't know what impacts some of these kids. And so you got to have fun with it, because if you don't, it's going to drive you crazy. And that's one of the things that I've appreciated about this kind of draft. This year I've been just kind of just enjoying it, having fun with my friends, hanging with my boy Lamar and all the fellas down there, and having a great time. And my boy Mo Red, who's CEO of, you know, IWG, who's one of our sponsors, hanging out, talking junk to them because they Duke fans, and they like teams that sponsor camp kids, not real hoopers. And so we just kind of give each other a hard time and have good fun with it. But this one has created a lot of chatter, a lot of great opportunity for us to have some stories, created some stars, done a lot of good things that you hope that a tournament like this would do for you. And I'm just enjoying this, eating my breakfast, getting ready for what I think is going to be another great day of basketball, a great day of just kind of energy, upset, heartache, all of this stuff, that the emotions that hit people. Well, I'm going to come back with you after this mix by my guy DJ Slick, one of our affiliates on the RSG. And we're going to listen to this and come back and then hit the fourth quarter of this March Madness, the March, the breakfast before the madness. RSG, again, our show sponsor, Resistant Digital Solutions. Hit your boy LR. Go to realsportsguys.com and click on the icon. Contact LR. Let him know that the RSG go. The guys sent you. All right.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Ross Payoff and DJ Easy Rock.
real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a real funky concept. My name is Papa, got a. My name is Papa, got a.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I can't know when battle me. That's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role, and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monstrous or bunk up, someone's fucking junk. Yeah, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punk out. Feeling drunken, amps in the trunk, and I got more rhymes in the cup than a Dunkin' Donut shop. Shut up, I got props from the kids on the hill with my mom and my pop. I can't make it down, I can't make it down. So get out your feet and jump around, jump around.
Everybody, it's your boy DJ Slick, rocking here with RSG. Let's do it big. Let's go.
All right, that was DJ Slick, our RSG contributor. DJ is out of control. Check him out. You can get him on like Mixcloud. Find him. You know, guy does incredible music. You'll hear more of him on RSG. You know, we got all kinds of guys. When you get a chance, check us out on our main show. You can hit us up on you go to realsports.com. And then get to the iTunes. You'll get the big show where you got my guy Marcus and Phil going on. We got also Hustle and Flows with Marcus and Sekou. Sekou is incredible. If you go to our realsportsite.com, we have his top hip-hop albums of the year. It's kind of integration between hip-hop and sports. We got a lot of contributors who add value to this. This is your first time connecting with us. This is part of my one mic series where I'm on, and usually I'm on with a couple other cats, some contributors. You'll see me have me on with my guy Hank, who leads our inside the park, you know, for guys, people who love baseball. We are, you know, trying to be, we're like, if you understand your history, let's say even in hip hop, the Wake Up Show, where it was a space where, you know, that was a gateway to the game. And we've touched a lot of people early in their game. We had a guy, trying to get my Jonah, who's on MLB, who came on Inside the Park, you know, and now he's on MLB, was Jonah Carey. You know, he was blowing up, but he's now really blowing up. We call him early on in his career after he wrote his book. And, you know, now he's just a staple on MLB.com. And so we usually catch people early in their career, as well as we'll connect with, you know, over time they'll hear us interviewing more of our coaches and athletes that we've done in the past. You got some of those interviews who are on RealSportsGuys.com. But our big thing is create a conversation for y'all, create space to hit some stuff deeper than most people hit it. And usually when I have the crew on together, you know, we really get in on some issues. And but this breakfast before madness was just kind of just, you know, my opportunity to kind of get my head right. You know, y'all might be listening in, but this is really about me getting my head right, trying to make sense about what I saw. And, you know, I got to say, you know, like a lot of people, I was shook yesterday. You know, it was kind of like, if you ever watch Trading Places when Eddie Murphy and Aykroyd ran the game on the two brothers, and they got down to the floor, and they realized they lost all their money, And he looked at the guy like, turn it on again, start it up again, open it up again. But the stock exchange was closed, and not as big as they are, as much as they were founders of the stock exchange, on that day they could not reopen the stock exchange to get their money back. They can be as powerful as they want to, but when the stock exchange was closed, they just lost their money and they lost everything and the privilege that came along with it. That's how I felt like when I watched Michigan State. I felt like, start the clock up again, play another quarter. Izzo, demand another quarter. This is fair. I mean, I would just like them cats in trading places, man. And that was probably, it's got to be for me one of the top three upsets in March Madness history, because it was so unexpected. You got to give those cats Middle Tennessee. Now they ball, and it wasn't usually upsets. You like, well, they just snuck in, they ball from beginning to end. They had the lead from jump to the end. I mean, they just balled. And one thing we forget about with some of these teams is that, remember, these mid majors will get transfers from big time schools who were there, wasn't getting the kind of PT they want. They transfer over, then they add them with their mix. And so, and when you win as much as teams like that may win, or what, they just don't expect to lose. Like, not in a way that I would say teams who probably came into those roles in the 80s or 90s, and a lot of times, because when you play teams in the 80s and 90s, if you're playing a good team, you're playing a team that most likely have been together for 3 years. So if they were a top team, a Carolina team back then would have a Michael Jordan who's a junior, and a Sam Perkins. And, these guys have been playing together for years. And so, there is a higher probability that they were going to do what they're supposed to do, let's say, in the first couple rounds. Whereas you don't have sometimes had a continuity, but with the Michigan State team, I think they resembled as much what would be that 80s, 90s team, because so many of those kids have been together for so long, and Izzo tends to recruit guys who didn't recruit a lot of one and done, and so they have continuity, so you don't expect them to get shocked too many times in the first round like this. Maybe they'll meet somebody up in the second round, third round, who is talented, and you meet up against a St. Joe's or something like that, and they just get into them. That one you can't expect, but a first round defeat like this, a 2-15, is not something you would normally get with them, because they have the kind of continuity you used to see in basketball teams. So that'd be like the less likely thing you would see with them versus Kentucky. Even as talented they are, because they're so volatile, because of, they're always in this constant developmental stage, because they always got these freshmen, you don't know how they're going to respond. Somehow Calipari just gets them to focus like they are a veteran squad. I mean, he does an amazing job with that, but you could expect him maybe to get caught with an upset, just because you don't know how young people, 18 and 19, are going to react in that situation. So Michigan State was not that kind of team that you would suspect would end up that way. And so, that was why, I mean, I was just like, if you had told me, I'm like, ain't no way in the world. You heard me talking about the breakfast before Madness the other day on Thursday. And I was like, if you heard that outcome, like, ain't no way in the world that was going to happen. And it just, the other team comes too. The other team of scholarship players too. The other team played AAU basketball with some of these kids too. The other team, got to dress up, and they just, they brought their dogs. And, but I felt like, wow, Izzo, you were powerful enough. Couldn't you just demand another quarter, man, until you felt with him? And that's hard for a cat from Ann Arbor, because I'm not really like that. Sparty can, but when you're talking about my brackets and winning bracket rights, I got to put all that to the side. Like, we all on the same team. Now when I get past this, I'm going to clown all my Spartan fans. I'm going to clown you, because y'all not that far ahead of Michigan. Michigan went as far as – actually, Michigan went farther than y'all. They won at least one game in the tournament. But I'm a digress. I ain't going to – the wound is kind of open right now for these Sparty fans. I'm not going to get to – what they going to do when they down and out like they are. And knowing you got Valentine leaving probably, I don't know how y'all going to re-up. But we'll see. And, you know, other disappointing kinds of teams, you know, if you were thinking about your teams that are disappointing, like how does it shape what you think people are going to do next year? It's, you know, whose storyline, you know, they asked Izzo, you know, wasn't me for yesterday. Obviously, he wasn't thinking about next year because, you know, this is so fresh. But, you know, what does it mean for some of these teams that really needed to capture, they need to take advantage of having a certain group together and as a way for really being there, really feeding their important line, which is recruiting. It signals to people that they're in good health, you know, in terms of their program. You know, Izzo's always going to be in good health. A loss like this isn't going to hurt him. You know, he's got too much of a pedigree. But when you think about teams like Purdue, who, like, need to turn the corner, Seton Hall, need to turn the corner, Providence, these teams that really want to turn the corner, change their positioning in the eyes of recruits, you know, winning three or four games, you know, in this tournament is important about the health of your tournament. And that's why, as I said before, you know, the team that I really feel like needs this as much as anyone is Indiana. And Tom Crean came in with the idea that he's going to take this team to national prominence. He's got the budget. He's got the budget. He's got all the other things to kind of make it run. And he's got to turn the corner. And it's not because he hasn't had big-time recruits. He's had big-time recruits, but he hasn't had big-time recruit production. If you look at the talent that he's brought into his program, and even a Kentucky program or North Carolina or Duke or Kansas, I mean, Crean has brought in as much talent as anybody into his program. And then how do you get them produced? This is a big one. This is a big one for, you know, signaling to people he can be competitive. It allows him to, you know, get a player that might have gone to Duke, Carolina, you know, because that's the realm he's playing in. You know, he needs, and you, very few times you're going to have a leader like a Yogi Ferrell who can help you do that. And it'll be good for the young players he has on the squad to build that continuity into next year. And so he's one of those programs that really needs to make a run here. And a win against Kentucky, I mean, this is, like I said, this is a recruitment game because of proximity to each other, you know, the historical kind of comparisons and all these other things. You know, this game for him, for Tom Crean, is a recruitment game. It's a branding game. And he's got to make some noise right now. And so that's why I went with Indiana to win this, because I just believe that, you know, they need it. Yeah, they need it for a program, and I think they all realize that they got to be intent and have a run. And from here, he could really escalate his program and begin to, you know, start to challenge Michigan State, you know, hard in the Big Ten like he did this year. I mean, they won the Big Ten by two games this year. I mean, a really good conference. And so, and like I was telling you, people say, well, the dark horse and the game changer got on me about this. But people weren't thinking about Indiana. Even when Indiana was winning the Big Ten, people probably didn't realize Indiana was winning the Big Ten. If you would ask somebody around the country who was first in the Big Ten, they probably would have said Maryland. They probably would have said Michigan State. Might have even said Iowa. You know, nobody was really thinking about Indiana, even though they're performing well. The people who are headlines of this year, the Big Ten, for the most part, was Maryland, Michigan State were like those headliners. And you know, Iowa kind of came on for like 3 or 4 weeks because of Utah's performance. I think, you know, one of the things that's very important about this for Crean is that he's got to make the right – he's got to turn the corner. And you go up against a guy like Calipari, who is the ultimate salesman, right? Calipari, you know, he's selling this seed thing to his guys, and they believe in it. You know, we're being disrespected. Nobody cares about us. So you're going to get the ultimate salesman, and he got a guy, he's got a backcourt that is on fire with Ulis leading the way. And so he's got some bigs. I mean, he's got some players, and they, you know, obviously they played well in that first round. But that's gonna be that marquee game to look at. There's a couple other teams, like I said, that need to finish the deal. Obviously, Villanova is a team that this is for this is for the program, and they got to come out. But I think they're gonna get old man gamed. They're gonna get old man gamed when it comes down to Wisconsin. If they, you know, that cat that's on the court that always wearing them cut off blue jeans. Everybody else is coming out with their Jordans on, all the right shorts on, gear looking tight. But this cat with no shirt and cut off blue jeans is just killing them and holding court. And the young cats with all the nice gear is frustrated because he's like, your technology ain't up, your shoes ain't tight, your game ain't tight. You out here with some old, your shoes got a little dirty, you got these blue jeans, but you killing us with these moves from the elbow. Always catching at the elbow, facing you up, hit the jump shot, or taking you off the dribble and yelling and one. That's going to be Wisconsin. And, you know, they're going to frustrate Nova because they frustrate people like that, and or Xavier, in a way. And so Xavier's one of those programs that can just take it to another level, but they frustrate, and their team like Nova is going to get frustrated like teams like that. It's because they don't play, you know, they come with this old man stuff. And so, you know, can new money do their thing? Can they handle the notoriety? Can they handle being the top dog? Can they handle all the pressure coming with it? You know, up until this point, Villanova, we'll see what Xavier does, but can they handle when there's expectations? Those are the kind of things we're going to learn about their programs, because they've done everything in their program for the regular season to do what they need to do. Now it's about sealing the deal in the tournament. You know, do they go to that next level where they kind of expect it? You always feel like Xavier was that way, Villanova should be that way, but this is their opportunity to make a run, particularly when you think about programs like Michigan State being out and some other programs get hit, they're opening the gate for them a little bit. You know, there could be some other upsets. So, hey, we got another day of this. We got more excitement around it. I'm looking forward to tapping into y'all again. These are just kind of short runs. I don't hit too much detail on this. I'm just, you know, for some reason, it's kind of like therapy with y'all right now. I'm just, in some ways, I'm trying to talk myself into believing what I think. And I appreciate y'all sharing this journey with me. You know, as we move into these last couple of minutes, as I want to say is, you know, make sure you catch my guy, Marcus the Game Changer, and Sekou. Check out that Hustle and Flows. We might be dropping a new one with Marcus with another special that's focused on basketball. My guy, Justin Page. If y'all know that, Justin Page, Stephen A. Smith ain't got, none of these cats got any, Broussard, none of these cats got anything on Justin Page. You put him with the Game Changer, it's off the hook. That's going to be fire. We're going to drop, that one's in production. It's like a song. You hear there's like a collab going on between somebody, like, I can't believe they in the studio together. That's the collab that's going on. When they drop it, it's going to be that nice. We're looking forward. And my boy Phil T, you know, I call him like the Dr. Dre of the game. He's the one always putting the beats together. He's the one that just makes it feel good. I'm looking forward to having him back in the mix with me. But we don't just, you know, take it on out. We're about to get it on. Y'all have another great day with the madness. This is your boy D. I'm doing it again. We about to make it happen. Where the upsets gonna come from today? Who is going down? Whose money is gonna be in jeopardy? I'm excited. It's March Madness, y'all. Get your food right. Step your thrift game up. Step your bacon up. Get your food. Get your orange juice in you, because it's about to go down. This is RC1 Breakfast Before the Madness. Thank you again for being with us. K&A. Yes. Resistance Digital. Yes. We're here.